Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Look at a jazzy Friday.
I was going to say, what is this, Bone? I like this.
They reminisce over you. It's an old hip-hop track.
All right.
Hold up,
I like
man.
It.
I gotta Shazam this thing.
It felt a little bit Christmassy as well because of that sax. A little bit of hot sax here on a Friday.
They reminisce over you.
They reminisce.
They damn right they do. Oh,
CL Smooth and Pete Rock?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Man, adding it to my playlist right now.
All right, look at that. We got the Pulse with John Vaccari coming up in about 15 minutes here. But this is a big weekend, not just for the Cleveland Browns. But for your Buccos, was that not a thing?
Yeah, not a thing.
Which part?
Buccos.
Buckeyes? I know that's what they call them.
Yeah, the Buccos are like the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Uh-huh.
Or like the Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm. I knew that. But
not the Buccos.
Just trying it out. It's a Football Friday. Listen, this is all Bum's fault. Because I just got in the I was like, hey, we're just there.
We're going down that dark road.
We're going down that dark, dark road. What do you think about I know.
So where do you want me to start?
Well, because I guess my thing is, I know what the FPI thinks. The ESPN's Football Power Index still gives Ohio State the fourth best chance to make the playoffs. 71%. That's pretty significant. But you, I don't want to say convinced, but how much do you think this actually can go their favor?
So I'm intrigued by tonight's game with USC and Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason is, again, I'm a degenerate, so I look into this line of 2.5, and I'm just really intrigued by the fact that it's not over 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it stinks. The line just stinks. Now, USC could win this game easily and you know, this game is going to be played in Las Vegas tonight. I'm staying away from it. I'm just going to watch it, root for Utah to hopefully win this game, which they clearly can. Mm-hmm. You talk about that FPI. Well, the FPI on tonight's game actually gives Utah a 60% chance to win outright.
Yeah, I was seeing the matchup predictor, and it was 61.2%.
Yeah.
And not just that, I was surprised. USC's team rankings, and ESPN does a big team rankings thing based off analytics. They've got USC as the 33rd ranked team in college football based off of what they've actually done. Caleb Williams is just that damn good?
So he is that good. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched USC, play this season, boy, watch tonight because mm-hmm. this kid is, he's like a minus 2,800 to win the Heisman Trophy, like in Vegas. So he's just put up stupid numbers for the Trojans. And, you know, Lincoln Riley has sort of turned that program around. I think USC could win the national championship if they get in this thing. But they got to get by Utah tonight. And in Utah, they play defense. And the one thing about the Trojans is they don't have a great defense. And they kind of got exposed earlier in the season when Utah beat them.
Mm-hmm.
In Utah. So
you're telling me a Lincoln Riley-led team doesn't have a great defense?
Shocker, right?
Now, this one's surprising to me. I'm not used to this.
I mean, Caleb Williams has 34 touchdowns on the year, 3,700 yards pass. Like, it's ridiculous.
It's interesting to see that this year. Last year, it was like, oh, he's Manziel light. Last year, it was like all the Johnny football comparisons because he's just, or the Kyler comparisons because he's just an undersized quarterback that can just make magic in and out of the pocket.
Yeah.
This year, I didn't expect it. I've started to hear actual NFL hype. Like, oh, no, no, no. Oh, he's not just a good...
I mean, like, everyone thinks, like, Stroud's going to be the top quarterback. Yeah. I mean...
Well, Caleb's not till...
He's got one more year, right?
Yes, one more year.
And we all assume that Stroud's coming out, right?
Yes. I would. I think people have over... I think they've put too much into his numbers. I think he has not been the exact same guy he was 2 years ago. I still think his resume is good enough that he's still going to be a top five pick.
Yeah, I think he will be as well. But back to this game tonight and this weekend and what we think about it. You know, look, Ohio State's got probably, in my opinion, like a 50% chance to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And they really only need one thing to happen. I was playing tennis this morning with some guys and they were like, yeah.
None of them are Wade, right?
No, not Wade this morning. And they were like, you know, the Buckeyes, they need a million things to happen, just like all the Cleveland sports teams all the time. I'm like, actually not. I mean, they only need one thing to happen.
Yeah.
And Utah to win tonight.
And I still, listen, I think if TCU loses, even if they do lose, I still think there's the better chance.
Oh, there's still a chance.
Yeah, but I think people have said, well, if TCU loses, they're just going to go in. I don't think it's as certain as people think.
I think it depends on how that game's played. I think the margin of victory by Kansas State at the end of winning matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, if you're TCU and you're a TCU fan, you just got to win that game because you cannot leave any doubt to the voters of the committee, I should say, because you do not want another situation like 2014 where the Buckeyes jumped you.
Well, and I think, listen, if USC wins tonight and you've got USC, Georgia, and Michigan, let's assume they also win tomorrow, but if those three teams are guaranteed to get in,
mm-hmm.
I think there'll be a real temptation. I don't know it's going to be the thing that kicks them over the top. I think there's going to be a real temptation. There's going to be talk in the room. You mean we can have Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, and USC in? I mean, that's in terms of marquee blue blood programs. That's as good as it possibly gets. I don't know that'll be the overriding factor, but I do think it will be or at least a part of the discussion. And when you and I were talking on this one, I asked you this question, and we're going to throw it out to the people, 216-578-0092. How would making the playoffs change your opinion on the Buckeyes season? Does it just making the playoffs, it's not about erasing the Michigan loss,
right.
But does just making the playoffs make this season a success?
Well, it certainly makes it better. I wouldn't say that it erases the loss to Michigan, but I think it definitely makes things feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're asking me the question today without knowing what happens in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say Ohio State makes the playoffs. They're the four seed. They end up playing Georgia, and Georgia blows their doors off by 30 points or something stupid like that,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think would happen, by the way. But let's say it happened.
Yeah, the old Clemson route.
The old Clemson route. Yeah, exactly, right? If that happens, then, yeah, I think that the entire season, you look back and you'd be like, number one, you think we didn't deserve to be there, and we shouldn't have been there. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember fans before when Ohio State got in and Clemson.
When they won the title, yeah.
No. When Clemson blew their doors off. Remember, it was like New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And it was just embarrassing, right? And there were fans, I remember, on Twitter after the game, they were like, I wish we just wouldn't have got in.
Yep.
Because we got embarrassed.
Yeah. Which I think is insane.
It is insane, but I think it's always hindsight. It's 2020. And it was after the fact, they're like, oh, man, we wish we wouldn't have had to watch that.
I think it's a double-edged sword. Listen, anytime you're in the playoffs, I think there's a tangible benefit to your program. Financially, and really, where it comes from is just more attention. The more attention you can get for a prolonged time helps. I just think it does. I think it's why we've gotten into this, I called it an Ouroboros earlier, of just this cycle of why Alabama was able to be so good and so consistently great, why Clemson was able to be so good and so consistently great. You want to be in that cycle. You want to have those benefits. But I think for the fan base, if you finish off this season with getting dusted by Michigan and then getting dusted by Georgia, it's going to be tough.
And like, God forbid, you know, like if Ohio State got to the national championship game
and then
you got to face Michigan. Now, granted, I would love to see it.
Uh-huh.
I'm here for it.
I think it would be the most exciting national title game ever.
It might. Well, yeah, it would be huge. It might even be the most watched national title game ever. We saw the ratings on that Big Noon kickoff
mm-hmm.
for Fox for the Buckeyes game. I mean, it was insane the amount of people that watched that game. So look, I think they've got a chance to make it in. It's unfortunate. You could have just took care of business yourself, and you would have you'd be in this situation. But hey, listen. Once the dust is settled, and you look at it now, you're like, okay, I still feel like Ohio State's one, and they are one of the top, you know, four or five teams in the country.
216-578-0092. We're actually going to, for Vicari, we're actually going to push the pulse to 420 because we got a couple calls I want to get to here.
Good mind reader. I was thinking the same thing.
We locked eyes and it got weird, but it's okay.
Also, Vicari, we got to do caps on the thing too. The non-caps on the call screen.
Please.
Yeah.
And also spell the things right.
You're triggering me.
Yeah.
I got Marlboro right? Marlboro Township.
Can you say Marlboro?
You can't say
Marlboro.
It.
You can't even spit it out.
Marlboro?
You sound like the mush mouth from Crawford County.
Marlboro?
So if you can spell it,
yes.
You can't say it.
Yeah.
If you can't spell it, you can't say it.
It's the inverse.
It's interesting. Okay.
Okay.
No.
Marlboro?
Cigarettes?
Isn't the R just silent?
Marlboro?
We're learning each other. This is a safe space. Nick in Parma, Paul in Marlboro. Jay in Cleveland, you guys stick there. The question is, how would making the playoffs change your opinion on the Buckeyes season? We'll continue on with that next on 92.3 The Fan. Cavs legend Austin Carr going to be joining us in about 15 minutes here on the show. But we're talking Ohio State playoff hopes there, Dusty. And the question I ask, let's do the thing that everybody wants because it's the easiest path for Ohio State. USC loses tonight to Utah, and Ohio State moves up to the four. How does that change how people view? Because I just think what's been really interesting is to watch, Dustin, the polarity of how people felt on Monday when I got screamed down, not by you, you're very respectful, but while calling me an idiot. When I got screamed down by Ohio State fans saying, guys, they still have a chance to make the playoffs here, right? Because I was thinking back to 2014, where they got in, and then lo and behold, they ended up winning the whole damn thing. And then Wednesday, after the playoff rankings came out, Ohio State fans were like, well, I don't want the playoffs. And then today, it seems like there's, I don't want to say a buzz, but it seems like, now I think Ohio State fans are coming around to the idea that if you get in the playoffs and you get a win, like just making the playoffs, I think, is a good sign. But if you get in and get a win?
Then that's redemption for everything. I mean, even if you got to the title and lost that game.
To anybody but Michigan.
I hope it's not Michigan.
Because you lose, if you go Michigan
that
lost.
That would be like a double whammy.
Beat the brakes off Georgia.
What a roller coaster that would be of emotions.
Come back and then get beaten, not even handedly, walk off field goal by Michigan. Yeah, Columbus would burn. That would probably happen. Nick in Palma. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much, buddy.
All right, so if they make the playoffs, no matter what, that definitely makes the season decent. It's not going to be like a bad season, even if, God forbid, they lose in the playoffs. But I really want to face Michigan again, and that's the only way, in my eyes, it's going to make the season awesome if they face Michigan again. I know it's probably unlikely, but if they win, beat Michigan again, which I think they have better chances this time after the flag bull crap. And if they win, I think we need to go in the middle of the field and break their flag in half and say, ha. Huh,
so I actually think what you're saying, Nick, I think it's really – I would rather face Michigan again in January than I would having to wait another year because the team's going to turn over, right? That's the whole – it's not that I don't think it matters, the idea of, oh, we've thought about this for 365 days. Well, some guys went off to the NFL. Some guys went in the transfer portal. Like, player movement is so significant anymore, it's tough to keep that collective angst for 365 days. But, you get in the playoffs and you beat Georgia, I would expect this does go differently. I don't think I know they beat them once convincingly. Doesn't mean they can beat you twice.
Look, if you could somehow beat Michigan, and again, it's we're a long way off. We still got to get into the playoff first and foremost. But if they could beat Michigan in the national championship, it might be the greatest Ohio State-Michigan victory for Ohio State ever.
And that's precisely why if I'm Michigan, I don't want any part of it. Georgia and
Harbaugh,
Bama twice.
I'm like, I do not want to see Ohio State.
Yeah. Because
it's so tough to beat a team twice. And Ohio State's sitting around thinking about that. Like, they're thinking we've got to wait another year until we see those guys. And if you could see them again in like 4 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yep. And there's no rebuttal. If you get beat in the national title game, there's no rebuttal. And I just think it, you know, I talked about the fluctuation of attitudes from Monday to today. Imagine how we're going to go from Ryan Day should get fired by the cabal all the way to Ryan Day might be the greatest head coach of all time. That might be hyperbole. But he would then be, at that point, what, 47-5?
Correct.
With two wins over Michigan and a national championship and a win over Michigan in the national championship. I'm just a fan of chaos at this point, and this to me is the kind of chaos makes it move, quite frankly.
I'm here for it.
Paul in Marlboro, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, I would definitely feel better if Ohio State made it into the playoffs. I mean, I feel like we lost number three team, so if TCU or USC loses, I feel like we should be in. And I want to play Michigan because I feel like our game plan against Michigan, especially in the second half, and Dustin, you might have talked about this on another day and I didn't hear you, but I just felt like we didn't have to play the defense we played in the second half. We could have put two safeties deep, and we needed to be more aggressive on offense and quit passing the ball laterally. If they're only giving you 4 and 5 yards, run slants and take, I think we could beat Michigan. I think we are a better team. I think we got outcoached.
Yeah, and I think to some degree just kind of got out-physical in the second half when things kind of got away from Ohio State. But I think we've got better players, or at least as good or if not better players than Michigan. I think we've got the much better quarterback, you know, and ultimately that's what a lot of things come down to is who has the better quarterback. Ohio State's got a Heisman Trophy candidate, a top five overall pick most likely at quarterback.
And I also think you now know Michigan can beat you over the top. That whole game.
Well, and I also think, too, like, I watch back some of that game, and it's like, man, they just dared them to take chances.
Yep.
And guess what?
They did.
They gotcha.
And they succeeded at those chances.
And all that man coverage, and you put guys in, it seemed like a lot of zero coverage, too, it's at times, where you're just locking down and trying to stop the run, and then if you don't have guys in the proper gaps, it's out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But that run by Edwards there in the second half that was right after the Buckeyes got the field goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just it's one guy.
Yep. When we had Jason Pinkston on earlier this hour, and again, the question for you guys is, we're thinking about this Ohio State making the playoffs. Does that just making the playoffs, how does that change your thoughts on this season for Ohio State? But when we're talking with Jason Pinkston, I got into the fact that you showed up dressed to the nines today. And there's a few things we'll get to on this one. But you asked me, King Slob, hey, should I wear a tie or not? And I was thinking Jason would back me up, no tie. And then he did. He kind of swerved on me because it was like, yeah, no tie. And then he was like, you should wear a bow tie. And I was like, what? No, nobody should wear a bow tie.
No, the only time I wear a bow tie is like New Year's Eve.
Or if you're a professor. That's it. Bow tie.
Yeah, Gordon Gee.
Yeah, Gordon Gee. Yep, head of a president. That's when you should wear it. But we do have...
Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah. He really rocked that. He could really...
Colonel Sanders wear it? Or he's got the...
The bolo tie?
The bolo tie.
Yeah. But Jay...
Philip Rivers.
But Jay wants to talk... 17 kids? But Jay wanted to talk about that. Jay, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Doing all right.
What's up,
man? Hey, Dust, definitely no tie. You say you got a gray suit on?
Yeah, I got a gray jacket and slacks, and it's a really nice jacket, and it's I got a really cool looking red pocket square, and it's a sharp look. I'm gonna go no tie.
I'm with Nick on this one, and I'm gonna tell you why. You got to go collateral. You got to kill him with the Tom Cruise look, man. That's
okay.
Definitely,
yeah.
Tom Cruise.
And I do have the designer scarf to go with it too.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're there to party, man. You're not there to be all uptight. And a tie is a little bit too formal.
Too stuffy.
Go,
yeah.
Go, no, all right.
I like the way you think, Jay. What?
Good man.
And here's the thing. You're also, at the moment, you're rocking one button down. That's good.
You know what's funny is like, I'm so like in between going the extra button.
Listen, show as much chest as you want. All right, you're in great shape, you're feeling good, you're looking good. Like, As they say in the movie The Producers, if you've got it, flaunt it. That's where I'm at with you, Big Fella. If, listen, your boy, not in great shape. All right, I am not in great shape, although round is a shape. I still, given these impressive shoulders that I have and it's a body of chest hair. I still go two buttons down. Unless it's with family, because then I feel weird. But like if it's like a more of like a friend thing, oh yeah. Everyone's gonna see that the chest hair of this bear. 216-578-0092. Tie or no tie for Dustin Fox. Austin Carr, Cavaliers legend, joins us next on 92.3 The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.